Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over six trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Megan Lanford. I'm so happy to have you here today because we are doing what is one of my favorite episodes. We do these once a month. They're called Destination Days. And I talk about a different destination that I have been to. And if I loved it, if I didn't love it, give a little review of the resort, the things that we did. Most of the time, they are going to be family-friendly destinations. But today, we are talking about Maui, Hawaii. And this was a great family-friendly destination, but also one that we went on our honeymoon to. So it is a great, like, romantic, tropical vacation if you're looking for something like that without the kids. But it's great for both. So I can't wait to dive into this episode today and talk all things Maui, because I know this is a very popular destination with people, Hawaii in general, but we really loved the island of Maui. But before we dive in today, I just wanted to let you know that if you are wanting a community of women who are like-minded, who want to travel, who want to take their family on more vacations, who are looking to level up in the points game, whether you're a beginner or you're more advanced and you already have some points, you need to join the Moms Travel Tribe. This is a monthly membership. We have a private Facebook group with monthly trainings. Actually, today is our March training and it is a Zoom call. And we are talking all things on how to develop a credit card strategy, which is one of the really key elements in making sure that you're staying on top of the points that you need for the vacations that you have planned. So really excited to dive into that topic today in the membership. But if you are looking for that great community, you got to join us. It's a great group of women. And I can't wait to see you on the inside. I will leave the link to that in the show notes for you to go ahead and check out. All right, let's dive into the topic. Maui, Hawaii. So we went to Maui actually back in 2021 for our honeymoon. And this is something I regret so much, but back then I had no idea what travel points and credit card points were. So we actually paid cash for our honeymoon, but I do have the evaluation in points also for where we stayed, because you can book the resort that we stayed on in points. It was actually a Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Regency Maui Resort and Spa. But man, do I wish I would have known about points, because we spent so much money on this honeymoon. I want to say we spent about $5,000 to $6,000 total on flights, resorts, food, like all the things. We also did jump from Maui over to Honolulu. So we did do two islands, but it was a really, really expensive honeymoon, and it could have been almost free, which, oh, so sad, but that's okay. I've learned. And that is why I'm here today, to help you not make the same mistake that I did. So the Hyatt Regency is a great resort. It is beautiful. It is right on the beach. It's in a great location. We stayed there for 3 nights. We actually ended up staying one night in Lahaina, which I'm so glad we got to stay there before the town burned down and everything. My heart aches for everyone that is there. But we weren't able to get 4 nights at the Hyatt Regency. The Hyatt Regency is just up the beach from Lahaina. It's in Kaanapali. This is a stretch of beach that has a ton of different resorts, but it also didn't feel crowded. The Hyatt Regency is kind of off on the edge of the resort strip, so you're at the end. So you have open beach up above the resort, which was really nice. And then there's a lovely walking path that goes through all the different resorts. And then in the middle of everything is what they call Whaler's Village. And this is a place where there's restaurants, stores, shops, like all kinds of really great things. And it's within walking distance of all of the resorts. So it's a really great place just to be able to walk to everything. We actually didn't get a rental car when we went to the island. It's totally personal preference. My husband just didn't want to have to deal with it. The only reason I really wanted one was to drive the road of Hana, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But everything in Kaanapali is within walking distance. There's tons of restaurants to choose from. All of our excursions and tours that we did actually would pick you up from Kaanapali. So that was super convenient. So we really didn't need a rental car. So just keep that in mind that Kaanapali is really family friendly for walking and having everything right there where you need it. So back to the resort. The resort was, like I said, right on the beach, beautiful grounds, like lush walking paths, multiple pools. They had a really cool little swim-in cave bar where you could like swim up and get a drink. They had shaved ice down by the pool, which was so good. They had a little like tiki restaurant bar down by the pool. They had a really nice restaurant that we actually ate at called Japango. I highly recommend getting reservations if you're wanting to eat there. It was more of like a Japanese restaurant. We ended up getting sushi. It was a little pricier. We spent $122 on our dinner there one night, but it has a beautiful view. It's elevated and you look over the ocean, so it's a really great sunset dinner place. And we really, really liked the food. And we liked the shaved ice. So all the food on site at the restaurant was really good that we had. All the drinks were great. When you first checked in, they gave you a lei, and the foyer where you check in is all open air and you can see straight out into the ocean. So it's very welcoming. It's very like on the higher end scale. Right there in the foyer every morning when you would walk out, there is a little section that's like roped off and there are penguins in there, and you can stand there and watch the penguins like walk around and swim. So the kids would really, really love that. And that's the great thing about this place is we were on our honeymoon. It felt super romantic. It felt like a great destination for that. But there were tons of families, tons of family-friendly options, things for them to do. And so I love that it's great for both and that you don't feel one way or the other while you're there. So do keep that in mind. I would be 10 out of 10, go back there with my daughter and go on a family vacation for sure. The other thing that I really wanted to do while we were in Maui was I desperately wanted to see sea turtles. That was like my bucket list thing. And we ended up going for a walk one afternoon, and it was up the other side of the beach where there were no resorts. And so it was empty, and we walked out and were walking by some like rocky area on the beach, and there were sea turtles swimming right there on shore that we got to see. And so that's why I really like the location of this, because you're not dead set in the center of all of the resorts and all of the people, but you're on the end where you have some more of that open beach nature feel, but then you're also right there where everything else is. We spent, this is the bad part. We spent to stay at this resort. This was also with like our food and stuff tacked on. But we ended up spending for 3 nights a little over $2,000 to stay here at the Hyatt Regency Maui. If you were to book with points, the average night of points is 35,000 points, which is a great deal for you. So you can use your Hyatt points or transfer those Chase points over to Hyatt to book this resort. Great way to book it. Hyatt, I love their valuation. If you haven't gone and listened to the Hyatt episode, you need to go listen to that where I talk about why I preference Hyatt hotels over all the other ones. But 35,000 points a night for a beachfront resort in Maui, Hawaii is a steal of a deal. So go check that out. Like I said, we did not get a rental car, but you could use your points within the travel portal, depending on whichever travel portal you want, to book a rental car. If you're really wanting to see the rest of the island, I would recommend it. I didn't realize this when we went to Maui, but the island is like basically split in half with two ecosystems. So the side that we were on was more of like the desert side. It wasn't super lush and green, jungly like I was picturing in my head, but we did stay over there because I knew it rained less over there. There was less wind, just less weather problems that we would have, which is why we stayed on that side. The other side where the airport is and where the road to Hana is, they get significant more amounts of rain, and so it is a lush jungle feeling, and waterfalls and mountains and just beautiful, beautiful scenery. We did get to go to both sides, which was great, but I highly recommend definitely visiting both sides because they really are two different worlds. So the road to Hana is a 20 plus mile road that you can go. This is where all the waterfalls are, and it's like one of the top scenic driving roads. So if it's something that you do want to do, there are tours that will take you through the road. We just did a hiking tour over there, so they took us up to one of the waterfalls. So we didn't drive the entire length of the road, we just drove part of it. But that would be the number one reason I would say, if you're going to get a rental car, it would be for that reason, and then stay on the other side of the island. Tons of options on the other side of the island for other resorts. There are other Hyatt resorts within Maui, but I really, really did enjoy staying at the Hyatt Regency Maui Resort and Spa. Now going on, we'll talk about flights real quick. So we flew Southwest just because it was the cheaper option. We were paying for cash, but there are multiple airlines. So I would just use whatever points that you have and look at the different flight options to find whichever's cheaper. So if you're wanting to fly United or Delta or Southwest, there's tons and tons of options. Just use the points that you have, obviously, and or just do a little Google flight search to find your cheapest options. It is really great though that you can fly straight into Maui. So we went from San Francisco to Maui direct, and then flew in from New Mexico to San Francisco was our first leg of the flight. But there's lots of options from the West Coast. If you're flying from the East Coast, I would recommend maybe just flying a one-way flight from the East Coast to the West Coast. And then depending on the time that you get there, if you can get like a super early morning flight, then go on to Hawaii. If you can't, maybe stay the night on the West Coast and then fly from there over to Hawaii. But there's lots of different options, but definitely try and find a positioning flight to somewhere on the West Coast to book that flight straight to Maui. Now on to all of the great things that we got to do while we were there. We are not lay on the beach, do nothing type of vacation people, especially my husband. Like, this is really sad, but we never even swam in the pool while we were at the resort or just laid by the beach or anything. We had breakfast on the beach one morning, but we like to stay busy, and so we always have something planned or scheduled for the days while we're on vacation. So we booked a bunch of different little tours, and I have them all written down with the vendor that we booked with. So for the first day we got there in like the afternoon, and so we just walked around Lahaina, and we ended up just kind of like bar hopping, and we got a drink and an appetizer at every restaurant and just kind of went down the road, which was really fun to just try all the different like Hawaiian food. Let me say, all the food that we ate while we were there was amazing. Yes, it is very pricey, so keep that in mind. Budget for that your food is going to cost you a lot. I think we spent around $1,000 for the 4 days that we were there. But it's all really, really good food. Obviously, like the shrimp and the poke and all that kind of stuff. So, so good. The pork that they make there, I forget what they call it. It's like Kalahua pork or something. So good. We had like a flatbread with that pork and pesto on it at one of the restaurants. Very, very good food. So just be prepared for that. Anyway, so we did that one day. We walked around, kind of checked everything out. And then the second day we booked with, the vendor was Hike Maui, and we took a tour over onto the other side of the island where the Road of Hana was, and we went and hiked to several different waterfalls. So it was a guided hike. They took us in. The guide was super knowledgeable. He knew all kinds of stuff about the island and the history and the plants and the wildlife. Like, we could ask him all kinds of questions. He was super fun, super knowledgeable. We stopped at each waterfall and was able to swim and take pictures, and we did some cliff jumping at the last waterfall that we were at. He was great. I don't remember his name, but the company was Hike Maui, and they actually picked us up right from the resort. There was like a little bus stop right behind the resort, and they picked us up first thing in the morning, took us over to the other side. So super convenient being able to be picked up right at the resort. He was so nice. Even at the last waterfall, we were doing the cliff jumping, and I'm afraid of heights. So I was like, I'm not going to do it. And my husband did a couple times. And then I was like, I really don't want to miss doing this while we're here. So I was like, I'll do it. And before we all started jumping, he gave like this spiel, like, take your cell phones out of your pockets and blah, 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 and be safe, you know. Well, here I am. I forget to take off my Apple Watch. So we jump, and it's like a 10-foot deep pool, probably crystal clear. And we jump and we come out and we like climb back up the rock, and I realize my watch is off my wrist. And I was like, I forgot to take my watch off, and it's at the bottom of the pool. The guide was so nice, and he wasn't swimming or anything. And he ended up jumping in and swimming down to the bottom of the pool and finding my watch for me. So we ended up giving him a pretty nice tip, but just really, really friendly people. And I highly recommend if you're wanting to do it. It wasn't a hard hike by any means. It was fairly short. I think it was probably around a mile. Nothing like crazy uphill rocks or anything like that. So it would be a family-friendly walk for older kids for sure. And then the next day we did a ziplining tour with Skyline Eco Adventures. This one, they have their store. They have their store just back behind the resorts. It was a little bit of a walk. It wasn't super close, but it was within walking distance. So we walked over to the store. That's where you checked in, and then they would load you up in vans, and then they took you up the mountain to zip line down the mountain. So it was a really pretty view up the mountain. You had the whole like skyline ocean view up. It was on the dry side, so it wasn't like you were ziplining through the jungle. I think there was like 11 different zip lines that we did, and it took about 2 hours to come down. It was really fun. If you've never been ziplining, it would probably be a really good experience. I had done it before, but I wish we would have booked something more like in the jungle landscape, because just kind of coming down an open mountain wasn't as much fun as like maybe going through the jungle. They were great. There was nothing wrong with them, but I probably wouldn't book that one again if I were to go. And then the last thing that we did, I definitely wanted to go snorkeling. I wanted to see sea turtles, like I said. And so we tried to do one where you, I forget what it's called, but it's in between snorkeling and diving, and we tried to book that, but they didn't have any available, so we ended up with snorkeling with Trilogy, and they are hands down like the best customer service company business ever. Like, I highly, highly recommend that you book with Trilogy. They have lots of different options. They have different snorkeling tours where they go to different parts of the island, or they go out farther away from the island. They also had like sunset dinner cruises and sails, and they just have so many different boats to choose from. We ended up doing, it was called the Discover Kanapali, and we took this snorkeling tour because it will pick you up right on the beach in Kanapali. So it was like a 5-minute walk from our resort, got onto the boat, and then sailed away to go snorkeling. It was almost an all-day excursion. I want to say it went till like 1 or 2 in the afternoon, but it was the best thing ever. So they motorboated you up the island. So we were up towards the top, and they went into 2 different coves where we went snorkeling and saw, I got to swim like within 5 feet of sea turtles. We saw so many turtles, so many fish. It was like the best experience ever. Hands down, you have to do it. If you're going there, you have to go snorkeling. So we got to do that for several hours, and then we got back on the boat, came back down the island, and they actually put the sails up, and we got to sail back while they served a hot meal with alcoholic beverages for you. So you just got to sit back and sail and eat and drink, and it was just, it was the best experience. They would take pictures for you. They had a photographer on the boat that was taking pictures. It was just the best experience. And I don't remember the cost of it, but I do remember my husband being like, this is a steal of a deal for like all the things that you're getting, and we paid this price. I do remember him making that comment. I don't remember how much it was, but definitely affordable, definitely family friendly. There was a bunch of kids on the boat that were going snorkeling too, but that was our favorite thing that we did while we were in Maui. So definitely recommend booking with Trilogy some sort of excursion with them. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention is if you want to island hop and see other islands other than just Maui, that is totally doable. You can use your points to do that as well with the flights. And it's totally doable to go to another island and do some sort of excursion or tour or just check it out and then fly back to Maui and then stay in that same resort. Because we went in 2021, there was still a lot of COVID restrictions. And so to island hop, they made you test every time you came back within the day. And so we didn't want to do any of that. So we ended up going over we stayed over in Waikiki because we really wanted to see Pearl Harbor. That was like one of the main things that we wanted to do while we were over in Hawaii. So we ended up just flying over there and staying in Waikiki for, I think it was 2 nights to see Pearl Harbor. And then we just flew out of there to go home. But it is totally doable to island hop. And if that is something you're wanting to do to try and get a lot in, or you're staying for a really long vacation, that's something you can do. The airport from the Hyatt Regency in Maui was about 45 minutes to an hour away because the airport was on the other side of the drive, especially if you're not getting a rental car. But there's different shuttle services that you can book or use an Uber. And that's everything that I have to say about Maui. It was a great honeymoon trip. I highly recommend if you're looking for a honeymoon destination or just a family-friendly destination for a vacation for like a week. It's a great option and we had a good time and I would definitely go back for sure and do a lot of the same things that we did before even because they were just so enjoyable and it was such a magical island. So I hope this was inspiring and helpful and that if this sounded like a great place too, that you will put this on your bucket list. And I encourage you to create a dream bucket list because now no place is out of reach for you and your family now that you know how to use credit card travel points. And your mind can go wild with the places that you could explore and vacation to using your points. So if you are enjoying this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you left me a rating or a review. It really helps bump the podcast up so that more people can find it and listen and learn about how to take their families on free vacations. So I would greatly appreciate it, and I cannot wait to see you in the next episode.